AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve has again cut its benchmark interest rate by a quarter point, but Sagar Magani reports it's signaling fewer reductions next year.
In September, the central bank predicted four more cuts next year. Now, just two.
The slower pace of cuts for next year really reflects both the higher inflation readings we've had this year and the expectation inflation will be higher.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says central bankers believe they're closer to the neutral rate, one that neither spurs nor slows the economy, which would let them be more cautious about future cuts. At the same time, core inflation remains persistently above the Fed's 2% target. So why cut at all next year? Powell says the Fed projects the number coming down to 2.5%.
That'd be significant progress.
But the slower pace of cuts would mean consumers may not enjoy much lower rates next year for things like mortgages and auto loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Seth Sutel reports stocks tumbled on the news.
The S&P 500 dropped 2.9%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 1,123 points. It's about 2.6%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 3.6%.
President-elect Trump appears to have blown up a bipartisan deal to keep the government funded into March. Elon Musk had whipped up outrage toward it on social media, and Trump said Republicans must get smart and tough. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Republicans have been ordered to shut down the government and hurt everyday Americans all across this country.
A Manhattan man has pleaded guilty to helping establish a secret Chinese police station in New York City, and an extradition hearing scheduled in Pennsylvania tomorrow for the man charged with murdering UnitedHealthcare's CEO. This is AP News. Julie Walker has the story of an Ice Age find.
Scholars are hailing the discovery of a fossilized mastodon jaw discovered by a man who spotted two giant teeth while gardening at his upstate New York home. Officials from the New York State Museum say a well-preserved jaw of an adult mastodon, as well as a piece of a toe bone and a rib fragment, were found in late September in a backyard near Scotchtown, about 70 miles northwest of New York City. The museum's curator of Ice Age animals says at first the homeowner thought they were baseballs. Mastodons lived in North America until around 10,500 years ago. They are a distant cousin of the elephant, stood around 10 feet tall, and had twisty trunks. Julie Walker, New York.
Mastodons were shorter and stockier than mammoths, but the La Brea Tar Pits Museum says they still reached 10 feet tall and 6 tons. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.